So let's kick off with the foundation. One of the things that I saw growing up was a clear demarcation of, folks who were working hard, doing all the right things, and then people who, not necessarily weren't working hard, but they were getting, kind of this feel like there was an imbalance of their returns. And over the years, I've just really, come to fall in love with the concept of leverage. And it's actually, almost ironic because the way I run my firm today is kind of eschewing or, stepping aside a lot of the traditional leverage points, especially OPM, other people's money. But I really believe whatever the lever you're going to use, it's super critical. So, Naval Ravikant has these four types of leverage: labor, financial capital, media, and code. I like to add two others. They're almost even more foundational. You need to get the right skill set yourself that potentially unlocks those. So your skill building is part of that leverage. And then also productivity density. And so some folks, kind of get wrapped up on kind of hustle culture and trying to, always working. Regardless of how much you want to work, most of us can get more nutrients per hour, if you will. And so those are the foundational elements that I always look to. But in today's world, sometimes it can feel like, oh, my idea is not working because I don't have enough capital. My idea is not working because, I can't hire the right people. And most of those, I believe, are just skills gaps. And if you can fill those skill gaps, then you can go acquire the other points of leverage. And through that, there's really no excuse if you want to be a business owner for you to be financially independent very quickly. I like to say on that first point, anybody, almost anybody who is spending much less than they make can become financially independent in 20 years from working a job. That same person can do it in 10 years if they have a very boring business that they're tackling. And you can do it in 5 years if you're willing to sacrifice a few things in your life. Now, I don't know how to get rich in 90 days. I don't know what that even means. But that's kind of the baseline. And then, that leads up to, well, why don't more people do it? Why does it not work? The reason those three Ps are, I think, so critical is you'll notice product is not in that list. And it doesn't mean that your product or service isn't critical. But what I find is experts, we're all experts in something. Many times that's where folks want to drive and dive in if they're going to start a business, whether it's a small business or they are doing something that's trying to grow quickly. They have, venture backing or however they are capitalized. What typically happens for folks who are just getting started is they start focusing on the product or service because that's their safety spot. That's where they feel comfy. And really where it breaks down is they're not getting their talent pipeline sorted early enough to kind of fire themselves from the job. So that's the people component. They are bringing all of the big processes from the boring, big corporation they used to work with, and they're trying to like reinstitute those in their company. Like, that's a silly move. I really believe in async process. We can come to that later on. That's what I believe is the real unlock for a lot of businesses today in context with AI. And then, positioning. They're not telling the right story or they're not choosing the right market. And if you spend your time on the right market identification, much of the product and service delivery piece is simple. And, I'll leave a quick definition I like to use for market. It's a shared group of people with a shared problem that is urgent, reoccurring, and painful. So don't sell the candy, don't sell the vitamins, sell the painkiller. And what I find is a lot of folks are like, oh, I kind of know my market. I'm just building this for me or what have you. If you want to build a lifestyle business, I deeply believe that you not only can, but probably should just build a product for yourself because that's your feedback loop. But if you want to go big, you need to do some real market validation. I like to do this exercise and actually enforce it for anybody I write an early stage check to that if you haven't spoken and documented conversations with 100 potential customers, you're not ready to build anything. because, by conversation 17, 22, you start realizing you're tapping out your friends and family. By conversation 35, 40, the thing you wanted to build, people actually don't want. By conversation 56, people are like, oh, this is the word that describes my problem. And if you're honest with yourself, you'll go through a massive transformation of what you're going to deliver from conversation 1 to 100. So those are some of the, I think, key pieces there on those three Ps.